Vamos al mambo. Action, take three. I'm gonna start it off by reading a card from Promises from God for Women. Now, it's 101 cards, and I've been reading these for over 90 days because I didn't start reading this in September. I want to say that I started reading these cards November, I'm gonna say. November, December. It hasn't been too long, but there are a few cards that I'm already recognizing, and I don't want to read them again. I could read them again, but today I'm not feeling reading a card or repeating a card. So the one for today says, if life hands you lemons, make lemon cupcake. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Psalms 46, verse 1. Today, I have to decide what's the title of this episode before I upload it. Right now, I don't have a title. What I would like to say is, live in the moment. The future and the past can't hurt you. If you don't listen to me about anything, please listen to this. You need to go back to that past and pull that pain out of you. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. If you don't listen to me about anything, please listen to this. You need to go back to that past and pull that pain out of you. Go down to the root and pull it out like a weed. Go back to when you were a kid and someone violated you or hurt you and told you, don't cry, it's not that serious. Who are they, first of all, to tell you how to feel and when to feel it? That's something that a lot of us went through. It's not correct for our parents to tell us not to cry because they are not the ones in pain. That's a mistake that a lot of parents do, and that's something that I don't tell my children. I don't tell them not to cry. I tell my daughter, if I ever tell you not to cry, please correct me because I don't want to tell you how to feel. I want to validate your emotions and I want you to know that your feelings are valid. We may not be on the same page about what you're feeling. I may not agree with what you're feeling, but I'm never going to tell you that your feelings are wrong. And if I do, please correct me. I'm a human being. Correct me. I let my daughter correct me about the things that I say to her. Because where do you think those emotions went? After that person told you don't cry, where do you think that emotion went? It didn't go away. It's in your molecular structure as you sit where you sit right now. What's done in the dark comes to light. We don't get away with anything. There was a friend of mine that I met in 2006. I've known her for 18 years. Almost 20. I've known her for 18 years. When I hurt her in the past, she told me, and I will never forget this quote, what's done in this earth, you pay for it in this earth. And I don't know where she got that quote from, if it's some type of variation quote from the Bible, or if her parents taught her that, but I remember she told me that I will pay for what I did to her in this earth. And I rolled my eyes and I didn't believe her and I kept it moving. But back in 2006, I didn't know what karma was. Some people call it karma. Some people may call it something else. But after I paid for what I did to her, I believed in that wholeheartedly. I said, yep. Before, I thought that I was treating people the way I wanted to be treated, but I wasn't really doing that. Now I'm doing it. Now that I'm paying for what I've cost that girl. Now that I'm suffering probably 10 times full what that girl suffered, now I'm going to start treating people the way I want to be treated. I thought at 13 years old, I knew how to treat others, and I didn't. We don't get away with anything. Look at yourself in the mirror. You cannot run. You want to know who you are? Look at your friends. What is reflecting back at you? What have you created for yourself? Now, this phrase, look at your friends to know who you are, I believe in that phrase because I can count on my support system with more than two hands. I know some people out there don't have anyone, and if they do, they probably have one person as their support system. And let me tell you, one person cannot handle every single area of your life. One person, if they have many responsibilities, it is tiring for one person to handle your finances, to handle your medical things, your social barriers, anything detrimental to another person. It's challenging for just one person to handle a lot of things. And I'm saying this as a person that handles a lot of things for my parents. I'm saying this as a person that has to take time constantly out of my schedule with my job, my children, and my husband, and my responsibilities as a wife and a mother. Me constantly having to take time out of my schedule to help out my parents. And when I say parents, I'm gonna say my mom and my grandmother, because my dad doesn't ask me for anything. My dad doesn't. Thankfully, that man, I feel like I inherited from him that whole, I don't want to be a burden. He doesn't want to be a burden, so he doesn't be asking for help. And so me, I also don't want to be a burden, and I don't want to ask for help. I'm working on that. That's something I'm working on. I don't have it down packed. I'm not. That area of my life is not perfected. I still want to do everything on my own. I still, if I'm able, if I have my two legs and my two hands, I want to do it on my own. I don't want to put any of my responsibilities on anyone. Because in my mind, I think it's selfish for me to give something to someone if I'm able to do it. I don't really like to take advantage of anyone. I know two languages. I'm bilingual, right? So I will find my way to get things done. If I don't know how to do it and I have to pay someone to do it, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I also believe in paying my loved ones for helping me with something. They're not asking me for money. They don't ask me for money. My loved ones will do things for me for free out of the kindness of their heart. But me, because I'm a gift givers. Because I'm a gift giver, that's one of my love languages. I like to reward my loved ones because I feel like they deserve it. Because they've been with me through thick and thin. If I find anything that I think you're going to like, I'm going to order it and it's going to get mailed to you. So please look at the people who surround you, you know? In Spanish, there's a phrase that they say, dime con quien tú andas y te diré quien tú eres. Tell me who you hang out with and I will let you know who you are. That's what that phrase says, right? My mother has always told me, don't be in settings that things look wrong. Don't be around people that you might be associated with a certain specific type of person. For example, if you know that a group of people is doing things like stealing and killing and just a bunch of illegal stuff. I just think killing and stealing, because I've seen it. I've had friends that have done it and I've had to separate myself from them. That's the reason why I'm mentioning that. Because one thing about me, I love my freedom. I'm not going to be locked up for being at the wrong place at the wrong time. So I have to think. If there's anything that I'm missing to say. Oh, life update. I'm going to update that. On April 10th, I have my appointment with GYN. It's the first time that I'm going to establish services with her. Because before, I was obtaining all my services from Planned Parenthood. I would say 3 years, I've been going to Planned Parenthood for my needs. But because my needs were advanced and they didn't have the technology to assist me with my needs, I had to get referred to a GYN. So my plan is to get tubal ligation or burn my tooth, tie my tooth, however the term is called, by June. That's my plan. But we will see how that goes. I will update you guys on that as well. I'm going to see how I'm going to be feeling. I'm probably going to have to, in May, just record. Let me see. 2 times 4, that's 8. Not even in May. I'm going to have to start now. It's more April. Yeah. I'm going to have to start now recording ahead of time so that in June I don't have to record anything and I can just drop pre-recorded episodes. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. Yeah. I'm going to write it down in my to-do list. I have to do 8 episodes before June. That way when I get my surgery, I don't have to worry about the podcast. I'm trying to think what other updates I have. For example, I had to ask my friends if I had permission to not my friends, my loved ones. I keep saying friends as if I have a multitude and multitude. Okay. My loved ones. I had to ask my loved ones if I could use their real names, and now they're vacuuming. They're vacuuming. Okay. I had to ask my loved ones if I could use their names in my podcast, and three of my loved ones told me to use an alias, and one of them, which is my brother Alex, he said, you could use my name. I'm not afraid, plus my name is super duper common, and he's cool. So Alex, I can say his name with consent as much as I want to. He just got me a keychain, an Ichigo keychain from Bleach, the anime Bleach. He was at a car show and he called me, and so my husband got his own car recently, 2 weeks ago, and I have my own car, so we have two cars now. And he gave me the key to my car. And before he called me, I was separating my car keys with my house keys. Not my house keys. I was separating my car keys from the mailbox. Okay, so it's a bulk of keys. I have my parents' keys, the downstairs door, and the apartment door. I have my mailbox door, the downstairs door, the key for the door to my apartment. That's five keys. I feel like I have more keys. What am I missing? What am I missing? Okay, I have the key to the... what is it? My safety box. Let me see. Is it called a safety box? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, I have 9 keys. 8 keys are related to my household and my parents' households. And 1 key is for the car. And that's 9 keys. I feel like it was too much. It's giving janitor. When you hear the janitor passing by, that you hear the jingling of bells, that's what I'm giving. So I had to separate the keys so it could be less bulky. And he called me while I was separating the keys, and he FaceTimed me. He usually doesn't FaceTime me. He always calls me in audio. I prefer audio, and I prefer not to be called at all. But because my brother doesn't call me every single day, my brother might call me once in a blue moon. We text heavily. We text OD. I prefer texting. I prefer writing as a method of communication, and he knows that. So because he respects my boundaries, shout out to my brother Alex. He's super cool. I love him so much. We always texting. Every other day, we always texting. We always keeping each other updated. We always randomly dropping updates to each other. While I'm separating the keychains, he's calling me on FaceTime. I'm like, let me answer, because he probably wants to show me something. 9 times out of 10, that's what he's doing. He shows me the rack of keychains. And I was like, why are our souls intertwined right now? Because right now I'm separating my keys, and I was thinking I need a keychain. So he showed me a Sailor Moon keychain. I was thinking of going pink. Of going with a pink keychain. But I wasn't feeling the Sailor Moon keychain. I was like, what else they got? So he told me they had Chainsaw Man. They had Attack on Titan. But I have Attack on Titan merch. And he showed me a Bleach keychain. Ichigo is on it. And I was like, oh, cop me that Ichigo keychain, because I don't have any Bleach merch. I'm going through my thoughts and my list of things and looking around my household, and I don't have any Bleach merch. I'm looking right now at my entertainment system. I have Samurai Jack. I have Darling in the Franxx. I have Naruto merch. I have... that's my husband. My husband has The Witcher merch. I have Groot. I have Harley Quinn. I have One Piece merch. Let me see. I have a million SpongeBob. Jesus, why did I say SpongeBob? I said SpongeBob because I can see my son's SpongeBob car sitting right there. I have a million Stitch accessories. I have frames. I have shirts. I have pants, sweatpants, pajamas. I have about 12 Stitch plushies. They all look different. I have Stitch keychains. I have Stitch Funko Pops. The list goes on and on. Let me see. Stitch is a whole, it's another world of collection for me. Stitch is in a whole nother world because I have book bags, I have blankets that are stitched. If I start naming everything that I got for my Stitch collection, I'm not gonna end this episode. This episode is never gonna end. So, looking really quickly at everything that I had, I realized I don't have any Bleach merch. So go ahead and cop that for me. So I'm planning on going to the city for spring break. So I'm gonna coordinate a time with my brother so that I can get my keychain. The thing is, every time my brother and I hang out, we talk about so many things that we forget. I forget to get the things that he buys me. So he's been holding on to my stuff for a really long time. He got a bunch of stickers for me. I don't even know how many stickers. I love stickers. I don't know how many stickers he's gotten me over the years. And every time I hang out with him, I forget to tell him to give me my stickers. And he also forgets because we're just talking the whole time. So I gotta see how I'm gonna do it because I really, really, I need to get it together and pick up my gifts. So for now, I think that's all the updates that I have. I think what I want you guys to take from this episode, if you can, is please, please, please go back to your past and pull the pain out of you. I might name this episode Pain, unless I named another episode Pain before. I gotta check. Remember, I've dropped 32 episodes. I believe it's 32 episodes. So I gotta look at what I've named other episodes before. And I want to thank you so much for listening. Shout outs to the people in DR. Shout out to the people in Germany. Shout out to the people in the United States who listened to me. I had a recent download from India, so shout out to India as well. Shout out to the people from India who are listening. Thank you so much for being here. If how vulnerable I have been today with you has helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me. I release new episodes every Wednesday and Fridays. My podcast is available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung Podcast, Podchaser, Boomplay, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. Find me wherever you get your podcast. I am growing through every experience. I hope you are too.